Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, well, we've talked a lot of Heat, a little bit of Hurricanes. We'll talk a little Dolphins, Bills here. Marlins down to their final out, by the way. Marlins losing 5-3 to Boston. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Eric Wood, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills, almost a decade, and now part of the Bills radio network. And by the way, I think I mentioned this, he also played college football at Louisville. So Miami fans get to hate two of Eric Wood's teams this weekend, right? Which one, Eric, which one has a better chance of beating your team this weekend? The Hurricanes over Louisville on Saturday or the Dolphins over the Bills on Sunday?
Man, I would give it to the Hurricanes have a better chance. Last year, Miami Hurricanes gave it to the Cardinals. Louisville's got a little bit better defense this year. Seem to be more sound after 1 week. This is the first time in 5 years that they've had a defensive coordinator in consecutive seasons. Hopefully that pays off. Maybe that's what led to so many just enormous plays. But I also cover ball for ACC Network, and I got to cover the Hurricanes a couple times last year. I really like Manny Diaz. I love the move that he made at offensive coordinator. I thought last year it just didn't fit what Manny was trying to do with Dan Enos there on offense, and I thought their offense held them back at times last year. And I'm really excited to see what De'Aaron King could do this year. What a dynamic playmaker he was at Houston throughout his career. And he played well in his first action last Thursday against UAB. I'm excited to see what he can do against the Cardinals this weekend. College game day, big-time spotlight. Should be a lot of fun.
And Eric, what you're watching college, you're watching NFL, you cover it all. You had week one. You had a week of games. Did you see any effects of the shortened off season, the limited preseason games, the limited practices? What effects did you see of this COVID season, as I'm calling it?
You know, I think all color commentators around the country were ready to put a lot of blame on pre-snap penalties, misalignments, offsides, a bunch of missed tackles, maybe fumbles from a lack of getting hit. Now, Josh Allen did have two first quarter fumbles last week for the Bills. But, you know, throughout the NFL, I thought it was a pretty clean game. And, Crowder, you know this from playing. It's like once you're a veteran, the preseason games don't mean quite as much as they did when you were younger. So I know the veterans are going to use this as a chance in their NFLPA meetings to say, hey, look, we don't need these preseason games because it keeps them in the league. It was hard for undrafted free agent rookies to make the team this year, later round picks, because you're not getting the benefit of the doubt, and you never got a chance to go against someone in a different uniform to truly prove yourself and to get those reps to earn the trust from the coaches. So I thought it looked like a pretty clean game. You know, one of the guys that looked the worst in week one going to a new team was Tom Brady with the pick six and throwing two picks. You don't see that a lot from him. But he doesn't have that excuse. He's played so many games throughout his career.
Eric Wood is with us, again, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills and Bills and Dolphins this Sunday. I'm guessing you've watched the Dolphins game against the Patriots last week, and Cam Newton seemingly ran all over the Dolphins. I'm guessing Josh Allen probably frothing at the mouth to get to Sunday's game against the Dolphins.
Yeah, you know, it's a copycat league, so I'm sure the Bills will make sure that they shored that up. And from my experience playing, generally defenses, you know, Brian Flores is going to address that this week. They're going to have a plan in place to stop Josh Allen running the football. I would imagine they'll try and make him beat them through the air And that's what a lot of teams are going to try and do this year, and that's why the Bills went out and they traded their first-round draft pick, and that actually happened pre-COVID when they traded that draft pick. They didn't know that they weren't going to have an offseason, but looks very smart now that you trade your first-round pick for Stephon Diggs and you get him on a pretty cap-friendly contract coming over from Minnesota, and you get your number one receiver. So between him, John Brown, and Cole Beasley, they like their weapons on the outside. The Bills didn't run the ball very effectively in the first game against the Jets outside of Josh Allen running the football. The running backs were not very effective. So we'll see how the game plan unfolds. But, yeah, I think it'd be ignorant not to try to run the football some with Josh. But as the season goes on, as Josh progresses throughout his career, I know that they want him to develop more and more into a pocket passer. Now, part of his strength is his legs. You got to let him run. But they want him to take less and less hits so that he doesn't get to the point of Cam Newton got year 8, year 9, where you're beat up and a team like Carolina is ready to move on.
Oh, and that was my next question, Eric, was because Josh Allen last week threw the ball 46 times, completed 33 of them, and I always question his accuracy. So he came around this year, game one, but he also led the team in rushing attempts and rushing yards. I was going to ask you, that is that sustainable? Was that just how the game played out, or was that the game plan? Because, like you just kind of hit on it, if they run the ball this much with him and have him throwing 50 times a game, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, as you guys both know, you know, you got to attack the other team's weakness. And the Jets had the number two run defense in the league last year. They were depleted at corner and at linebacker. Avery Williamson was out for the game, and C.J. Mosley opted out on the season. So what the Bills did, they started in 10 personnel with four wide receivers in the game, one running back, and ran no huddle, and basically said, look, we're going to see if this defensive line can keep rushing the pass, and we're going to run some quick hitters, we're going to run some screens, we are going to run the ball, and they did do some design quarterback runs for Josh Allen, but they really did a great job of mixing up the game plan. But they started off with four wide receivers basically saying, look, we're going to attack your weakness, and it worked. Josh Allen fumbles on the first drive of the game deep in Jets territory, and then they score touchdowns on their next three drives before another Josh Allen fumble in Jets territory again. They were moving the football on them like crazy. When you look at the strength of the Dolphins defense, you know, you have two really good corners. You got a good back end. You have good linebacker play. I don't know exactly. I would say you got to come with more of a balanced attack against Miami. You probably don't start the game in 10 personnel because that's part of the Dolphins' strength. Is that kind of how you guys see it as well?
Yeah, we loaded up the secondary. We went and got Byron Jones. We got Xavier. We drafted a first-round nickel. We got Bobby McCain. We spent a lot of money in the secondary, E. Woods.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. And you get Kyle Van Noy coming over, great linebacker. Landon Roberts, I played against him a bunch in my career in New England. Little thumper of a linebacker. And so for me, you know, I would say you got to be a lot more balanced in your attack. Generally, last year, the primary formation with the Bills was 11 personnel, followed by 12 personnel or 21. This year, Pat DeMarco, their great fullback, had a neck injury prior to the season, probably going to see less 21 personnel. I could see maybe some more 12 personnel this game, but operating a lot out of that 11 personnel you saw last year from them.
I remember we had you on last season before a Dolphins-Bills game, and you were telling us Ryan Fitzpatrick stories. For people that don't know, they were teammates in Buffalo. Is there a better tutor for Tua Tagovailoa than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, there's really not, especially in Chan Gailey offense. This is the third team that Fitz has played in Chan's offense. I was with Fitz and Chan in Buffalo together, and from my understanding, Brian Flores thought it was tough to prepare for those teams when Chan Gailey was the offensive coordinator in New York and Buffalo. So he said, hey, why don't I go get this guy if I can? And they get Chan off the golf course and get him to come coach some offense for him down in South Florida. And so for me, yes, you want Ryan Fitzpatrick to go out and get you some wins this year. You want to let Tua develop, especially with no OTAs, limited preseason, no preseason games. You know, this coaching staff's got to go try out and go win some games this year. And I don't know the exact situation down there. I'm not trying to pretend to know the pulse of Miami in regards to the coaching staff. But, man, if you don't go win some games, if you're Brian Flores, you don't see the fruits of drafting Tua and having that team last year where they traded away and cut so many guys to get a top pick. You don't get to see the fruits of that. So you got to go win some games. And Fitz can win you games in this league. He proved it throughout his career, that guys play hard for him. Guys love this guy. And there's so much that Tua can learn from Fitz as far as a preparation standpoint, the way he plays the game, the way he's a leader. He's so selfless. There's so much that he can learn from it. And I had Fitz on my podcast called What's Next with Eric Wood, and he talked about that. He said, look, I know my role down in Miami this year. Yes, I'm going to go out and try and win games. I'm going to compete to be the starter. But how cool is it going to be if I can pour into a guy like Tua, who you got the chance to meet, and from all indications, really, really enjoyed his time around him, really appreciated him, respected Tua as a person and a player. How cool would it be if I get to pour into this guy, and now he's the next superstar of the league? So he understands that as well.
And once Tom Brady leaves New England, Eric, everybody talks about Buffalo now, because Buffalo was already going to the playoffs. They were a wild card, but they, you know, the Patriots were running the AFC East for damn near 20 years. Now Brady leaves, and then all of a sudden, 2 months later, Cam Newton signs. Are the Buffalo Bills still the front runners of the AFC East with Cam Newton at quarterback in New England?
I think they got to be. I mean, they're the front runners, but they haven't earned anything, if that makes sense. You know, they're the betting favorite. But until someone knocks off New England, you're not crowning anybody. New England has owned the division. They're 1-0 on the season and 1-0 in the division. So nobody is crowning the Buffalo Bills anything yet, and they know that too. And you know, Miami gave the Bills all they could handle up in Orchard Park last year. Josh Allen had a really good game down in Miami, but the Dolphins played the Bills tough last year. You know, this is not a game that the Bills will be looking past. Plus, you know, for me, from my experience, when we would play down in Miami early in the season, we always would think, man, we got to get our minds right for this one, because we've been practicing in training camp in Orchard Park. We get those morning practices, it's like 70 degrees. You go down to Miami this time of year, I'm not sure the weather forecast is for this weekend. Hopefully it's a little cooler.
A billion.
Exactly. Because that weather can get you in September when you come down from Buffalo.
Are you coming down for the broadcast, or are you guys remaining in Buffalo?
So the home and away broadcast this year is from Buffalo, and based upon COVID travel rules to New York, I'm actually just doing Bills postgame, and me and Steve Tasker are flipping jobs. The longtime special teamer, almost Hall of Famer for the Buffalo Bills, Steve Tasker, me and him are flipping roles until those COVID rules change, and then I'll go back. And, you know, it's silly, but New York's got tough rules, and we don't have that many COVID cases in Kentucky, but Kentucky's on one of the banned states list, so I can't travel up there, but I can go call a game at Clemson this weekend. So it kind of stinks. I really enjoy calling the Bills games and being around the organization. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain on your guys' radio station. There are so many people that are so dramatically affected by this disease, this illness, this virus, let me say, especially down in South Florida.
Yep, true that. Eric Wood, again, longtime center for the Buffalo Bills, and he went to Louisville, so we're hoping to put a couple of L's on his teams this weekend. UM Louisville on Saturday, which you can hear on 560 WQAM The Joe, and Dolphins Bills Sunday, which you can also hear on 560 WQAM The Joe. Thank you for making time for us, Eric. We always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we need like some type of wager or something, just because we have the double deal this week. If I get down to Miami and call a game this year, we'll call any 1-1 a split. If either side goes 2-0, you owe like breakfast or coffees or something.
I was thinking more like Joe Stone Crab or Prime 112 or something. I mean, come on, let's go for the gusto here, Wood.
Ooh, all right, Joe Stone Crab, lunch or dinner. If either side goes 2-0.
All right, got to go 2-0. I liked it. Now we got something going here. Wait, are you in on this, Crowder? Because you're not a UM fan the way I am. But I am. All right, here we go. So two meals on the line for you, Wood. Just one for us.
Hey, I like it. Yeah, all right. And the Bills are favored. Do we have is there a line on the Miami-Louisville game?
Miami's getting 2.5. But we can go straight up on both games. We can make it. You want to go straight up, or you want to play with the lines?
Yeah. No,
I'm happy to take the points on both.
Yeah, well, we'll go straight up on both, but I'm betting 2 meals to 1, you know.
Right, there you go. There you go. There's the odds. Perfect. All right, mark that down, Solana. You got that? I don't want to forget about this.
Yeah, I got it. You guys are going to owe Eric Wood some dinner.
No,
I got
not?
It. Yeah, no, I got
you
it.
You think the Hurricanes and the Dolphins are going to lose?
I got you, Eric. Don't worry. I'll make sure they get you your stone crabs, all right?
All right.
My man, I appreciate it.
already thinking about my order in my head. All right.
Eric's not ordering off the kids menu either. He's a big old fella.
No, no. You're talking to no lineman. I still eat like one, too.
Eric Wood, thanks for making time for us, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll have him on again. And, yeah, that bet is etched in. Let's go. Now we got something to play for.
This man
Let's
says,
do
bet,
this.
You light up. You light up with gambling. Goodness
I know.
Gracious.
And we're not even taking points on this. Like, it's a terrible bet for us, but I just love bet.
Bet. Hey, whatever you want, Eric. Yes. Yeah.
The good news is Crowder's got the NFL money, so he's going to end up paying either way.
Do you start itching your neck when we talk about gambling?
I start rubbing my tongue over my teeth. Bet? You said something like
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.